Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blamed Islamic State for Saturday's attack on a wedding party that killed at least 50 people in the city of Gaziantep. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city near the Syria border. Erdogan said the suicide bomber was between 12 and 14 years old. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Speaking the day after the attack, while surveying the damage, local resident Ibrahim Özdemir says people are in shock.
Çevre eş dostlarımızdan vardı, işte komşularımız vardı. Üzüntülüyüz, acı içerisindeyiz.
Our friends and neighbors were there. We are so sad and in pain. The attack is an atrocity, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
At least 20 people died when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in Galkayo, central Somalia. That's according to witnesses and officials. Eyewitness Abdullahi Dahir said the first car bomb rammed into a local government compound housing administrative offices, and soon after the first responders came out of the surrounding buildings, another suicide bomber with a speeding car blew himself up. Puntland officials have confirmed the terrorist attacks kill more than 20 people. VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, badly trailing Democratic contender Hillary Clinton among minority voters, is making a new pitch to court support among African Americans and Hispanics. Trump spoke to a largely white crowd of supporters in the mid-Atlantic state of Virginia on Saturday.
My goal is to provide every African American child in our country with access to the ladder of American success. That means good education and a great paying job.
Earlier, Trump met in New York with a group of Hispanics advising his campaign. He told them, according to several people who attended the gathering, that he wants to develop a humane and efficient way to deal with the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States, the majority of them Hispanics from Mexico and Central America. National political surveys show Clinton has amassed huge leads among both black and Hispanic voters, with Trump support among blacks registering only in the low single-digit percentages, and one poll showing he had only marginally better support among Hispanics, about 14%. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has been chosen by the U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in Sunday's closing ceremony. Biles, who took four gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympic Sunday features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. On Saturday, U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte admitted he over-exaggerated assertions he and three teammates were the victims of an armed robbery at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. He insisted, however, he did not lie, but still issued an apology. In competition Saturday, Brazil defeated Germany for the Olympic gold medal in men's football. It's the first Olympic win for Brazilian footballers in a country obsessed with the game. A wind-driven fire in central California has forced the closing of the historic Hearst Castle. The fire in San Luis Obispo County has destroyed 48 structures and burned more than 8,000 hectares since August 13th and is about 4 kilometers from the popular tourist attraction that houses a large art collection that belonged to William Randolph Hearst. Meanwhile, officials say the Blue Cut wildfire in Southern California that has destroyed more than 300 homes and outbuildings is 80% contained. The fire has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino County. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.